Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein. Where the Sidewalk Ends. There is a place where the sidewalk ends, and before the street begins. And there the grass grows soft and white, and there the sun burns crimson bright. And there the moonbird rests from his flight, to cool in the peppermint wind. Let us leave this place where the smoke blows black, and the dark street winds and bends. Past the pits where the asphalt flowers grow, we shall walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and watch where the chalk white arrows go to the place where the sidewalk ends. Yes, we will walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and we will go where the chalk white arrows go, for the children they mark and the children they know. The place where the sidewalk ends. 1 inch tall. If you were only 1 inch tall, you'd ride a worm to school. The teardrop of a crying ant would be your swimming pool. A crumb of cake would be a feast, and last you 7 days at least. A flea would be a frightening beast, if you were 1 inch tall. If you were only 1 inch tall, you'd walk beneath the door. And it would take about a month to get down to the store. A bit of fluff would be your bed. You'd swing upon a spider's thread. You'd wear a thimble on your head if you were 1 inch tall. You'd surf across the kitchen sink upon a stick of gum. You couldn't hug your mama. You'd just have to hug her thumb. You'd run from people's feet in fright. To move a pen would take all night. This poem took 14 years to write. 'Cause I'm just 1 inch tall. True story. This morning I jumped up on my horse and went out for a ride, and some wild outlaws chased me and they shot me in the side. So I crawled into a wildcat's cave to find a place to hide. But some pirates found me sleeping there, and soon they had me tied to a pole and built a fire. Under me I almost cried. Till a mermaid came and cut me loose and begged to be my bride. So I said I'd come back Wednesday, but I must admit I lied. Then I ran into a jungle swamp, but I forgot my guide. And I stepped into some quicksand, and no matter how I tried, I couldn't get out until I met a water snake named Clyde, who pulled me to some cannibals who planned to have me fried. But an eagle came and swooped me up, and through the air we flied. But he dropped me in a boiling lake, 1,000 miles wide. And you'll never guess what I did then. I died. Smart. My dad gave me $1 bill, 'cause I'm his smartest son. And I swapped it for 2 shiny quarters, 'cause 2 is more than 1. And then I took the quarters and traded them to Lou. For 3 dimes, I guess he don't know that 3 is more than 2. Just then, along came old blind Bates. And just 'cause he can't see, he gave me 4 nickels for my 3 dimes, and 4 is more than 3. And I took the nickels to Hiram Combs, down by the seed feed store, and the fool gave me 5 pennies for them, and 5 is more than 4. And then I went and showed my dad, and he got red in the cheeks, and he closed his eyes and shook his head, too proud of me to speak. It's dark in here. I'm writing these poems from inside a lion, and it's rather dark in here, so please excuse the handwriting, which may not be too clear. But this afternoon by the lion's cage, I'm afraid I got too near, and I'm writing these lines from inside a lion, and it's rather dark in here. Point of view. Thanksgiving dinner is sad and thankless. Christmas dinner is dark and blue, when you stop and try to see it from the turkey's point of view. Sunday dinner isn't sunny. Easter feasts are just bad luck, when you see it from the viewpoint of a chicken or a duck. Oh, how I once loved tuna salad, pork and lobsters, lamb chops too. Then I stopped and looked at dinner from the dinner's point of view. If the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd eat? A big slice of soup and a whole quart of meat. A lemonade sandwich, and then I might try some roasted ice cream or a bicycle pie. A nice notebook salad, an underwear roast. an omelet of hats, and some crisp cardboard toast. A thick malted milk made from pencils and daisies. That's what I'd eat if the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd wear? A chocolate suit and a tie of eclair. Some marshmallow earmuffs, some licorice shoes. And I'd read a paper of peppermint news. I'd call the boys Susie, and I'd call the girls Harry. I'd talk through my ears, and I always would carry a paper umbrella for when it grew hazy, to keep in the rain if the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd do? I'd walk on the ocean and swim in my shoe. I'd fly through the ground and I'd skip through the air. I'd run down the bathtub and bathe on the stair. And when I met somebody, I'd say, "Goodbye, Joe." And when I was leaving, then I'd say hello. And the greatest men would be silly and lazy, so I would be king if the world was crazy.